This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. In his book, If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat, John Ortberg notes that the most frequent command in Scripture is, fear not. That one command is repeated more than any other. In fact, if you want to be exact, and I'm glad someone took the time to look all these up, not to fear is found 366 times in Scripture. That's one for every day of the year, including leap year. Ortberg believes that command is repeated so often because fear is the number one reason we are tempted to avoid doing what God wants us to do. Now that leads me to ask, what is it God is wanting you to do that you're not doing? As a pastor, I know one of the main reasons some people don't give to the church on a regular basis is fear. Fear that if they do, well, they'll miss that money and won't be able to do some of the other things that they're used to doing. That's called fear of loss. And then some people won't commit to a relationship because they don't want to get hurt later on. Maybe they've been burned in the past. Deep down, they have a fear of rejection. Others will stay in a less than healthy relationship, or worse, an abusive relationship, for fear of what to do without that person. How are they going to make it without him or her if they get out of that relationship? Again, that's fear of loss, a fear of being able to make it alone, fear of independence. And some people remain in a job that's boring to them, doesn't challenge them, makes them miserable, all because they fear the unknown elements of another job and what that may have. And they'll remain in that miserable situation all their life, or at least until they retire, all because of fear. Okay, I know there are circumstances that necessitate staying in a place or moving on. I'm certainly not telling you what to do because obviously I don't know your situation. And even if I did, I wouldn't be so foolish as to think I could make that decision for you. But what I do want to do is press you with that question. Is God telling me to do something that I'm refusing to do because I fear what doing God's will might do to my life? Am I so afraid of doing what God's calling me to do that I won't do it because I fear? And I know that's a difficult question. And again, God puts that command in the Scripture so many times because we're fearful. But I like something Billy Graham once said. The will of God will never take us where the grace of God will not sustain us. The will of God will never take us where the grace of God will not sustain us. That's a reassuring thought. But you still have to get out of the boat, your place of comfort, and step into the unknown waters. And honestly, that is frightening. So here's the key, at least for me, facing my fears. I do exactly what Max Lucado has said succinctly. Meet your fears with faith. Okay, how? How do I do that? Now, no amount of faith can do that. Jesus said if you had faith as a mustard seed, you'll move mountains. It's not the amount that's the issue. The issue is, in whom do you put your faith? No matter how much faith you place in yourself or others, someone's going to falter, or at some point, because we're not able to do all we're supposed to do and be where we're supposed to be all of the time, we fail. But put a mustard seed size faith in Jesus and miracles begin to happen. You can step out and do what God is calling you to do. But that means focusing on Jesus instead of your fears. The longer you look at your fears, let me just warn you, the bigger those fears become. When the disciples were in the boat with Jesus and that storm threatened to sink their boat, they feared what they saw, the storm, instead of looking at Jesus. Did they really believe that the boat would sink with the Son of God aboard? Well, they feared their circumstance instead of having faith in Jesus. And right after the storm, Jesus rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith in God. Now, instead of looking at those disciples and saying, well, O ye of little faith, what we should do is look at ourselves and ask how we respond in the storms of life. So, whatever it is that's keeping you from enjoying the great adventure with Jesus, well, look to Jesus and step out in faith and meet your fears with faith. And then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and become that person that God's always intended you to be.
dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup.